This is Dr. Shelley Kerr, PastLifeLady.com, and you're listening to Ghosts in the Valley podcast.
Hello and welcome to Ghost in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Today is the last show of 2023. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a look back at this past year, all the wonderful guests I've had on the show. I want to thank everybody for staying with me, sticking with me, downloads, and the guests that has responded back to be on the show, the stories that were submitted to me, the messages, the from TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, private messages. Thank you everybody for making this podcast a success. I look forward to starting season six. So we're going to start out with the very first show in 2023 was Shelley Kerr. She's also known as the Past Life Lady. She can take you back in your past, cure your ancestors to heal yourself through hypnosis. I own her book, Heal Your Ancestors to Heal Yourself. She has multiple books available on Amazon. Stephanie Cohen. Stephanie is a psychic medium who can see, feel, and hear spirit. Stephanie is very good at what she does. You can catch her weekly shows on social media, like all of my guests from the past year. Check out their episodes, their bio, and support these guests through purchasing their books, following their posts, or social media updates. Next up would be Patrick Meacham. Patrick is an awesome author who lives a couple counties from me here in Ohio. Patrick lived in not one, but two haunted houses and lived to write about them. I also bought both of his books, both excellent reads. The whole month of March, I dedicated to Dave Hodrian. Dave is chairman and investigator with BUFOG. BUFOG stands for Birmingham UFO Group out of England. Dave shares a few of his fascinating stories. He asked me which stories would I like for him to share, and he sent me a list, and I picked like maybe 15, and he said if we did those, we'd be here for like 2 months. So I narrowed it down, but he has so many interesting stories from hybrid babies to chip implants to everything. I mean, he was such an interesting guest. Again, check out these episodes. They are worth the listen. Dave also created an alien UFO board card game. It's available on Amazon and it's called UFO Wave. April kicks off with an all-woman paranormal team called TAT, T-A-T. Out of Ohio. TAT are four ladies who go into places most men wouldn't attempt to go. It was my pleasure talking to Amanda, Angel, Tammy, and Tara. They have invited me to do an investigation with them. As soon as my hectic life slows down, I will take them up on that offer. Stan Gordon was next. He is a UFO cryptid researcher. I met Stan Gordon at the Kecksburg UFO Festival in Kecksburg, Pennsylvania. I bought his DVD documentary on the UFO crash in Kecksburg that occurred in 1965. I also picked up two of Stan Gordon's books. They were fantastic reads as well. Kicking off May is author, podcast host, and paranormal investigator Eleanor Wagner. Eleanor has a podcast called Creepin' It Real. Not creeping, as she had corrected me. Creeping It Real. It's a really great podcast and show. You should listen to it. I was a guest on her show as well, and you can go on Amazon and also purchase her books, another fantastic writer. And I look forward to having Eleanor back on the show in the future. Another return author is B.B. Griffith. I own all of B.B.'s books. Brad is one of my all-time favorite authors, and I truly mean that. He is in my top 10. I don't say that lightly. Out of all of his collections of works, the Vanish series is my favorite. B.B. Griffith, remember that name. I look forward to talking to you again, buddy. Great, great author. Great man. And fantastic books. Available on Amazon or wherever you get your reads. Amy Bazzari is an author of many books, plus a historian. Amy loves her city of Chicago and a lover of Italian dishes and wine after spending a few years in Italy. You can pick up all of Amy's books on Amazon. She has so many different categories and topics, and she's another fantastic writer. It was my pleasure having Amy on the show as we talked about that special unknown event that happened on Route 66. Check out this episode. Thank you, Amy. Kicking off the month of June is Melanie Vincent. Melanie is a paranormal investigator and a witch. Not only is Melanie another Ohio guest, she is also from my hometown of Warren. Melanie shares many paranormal stories with me from my city that I grew up in. Paranormal author E.E. Holmes. I own every book she has written. I love the Gateway series. I actually lost count. I think there's 12. A series where you fall in love with the characters and the journey they take. Like B.B. Griffith, E.E. Holmes is also in my top 10 of authors. How blessed am I to have both B.B. and E.E. on my show this year. The Haunting of Crimshaw Manor. An excellent, excellent book from Mark Drodis. I came across Mark on social media. I loved his self-promotion, and I thought to myself, anybody can do what he does. I have to check him out because, you know, he's not relying on somebody else to make him rich and famous. He's doing this on his own. So Mark is a first-time author, and I did pick up his book. I really enjoyed it. I can't wait for book two to come out because I know there's going to be more to this intriguing story of the Crimshaw Manor. Thank you, Mark Drodis. I truly did appreciate our time together. Sin Schrader Hill is another return guest who is always welcome on Ghost in the Valley podcast. Sin is an empath, a paranormal investigator, and a fantastic author. You may want to go back and listen to her episode. She played a tape recording left on her answering machine from her nephew, but the message was left after he had passed away. Gives me the chills just thinking about it. Also check out Sin Schrader Hill's books. Kicking off August is Jesse Peak. Jesse is a field investigator with MUFON. MUFON stands for Mutual UFO Network. They are known worldwide. Jesse shares many interesting stories, a great person, and an impressive background with tons of knowledge in UFOs. Jesse Peak, thank you. Barry White Crow is a Native American Indian. Barry also happens to be a paranormal investigator. Barry shares stories with years of experience. Another must-listen episode. And we talk about the unique methods of using dowsing rods. Kicking off September is Dr. Heather Lee. Heather is a researcher, an author, and a speaker. Heather specializes in paranormal science and is a member of the Witches Society. Dr. Heather Lee has tons of knowledge, experience, and is also a fantastic author as well. I think I broke the record with guests from my home state of Ohio this year. Not only is Becca Lewis from my home state, she also lives in the same county I do, Trumbull County, Ohio. I look forward to hooking up with Becca and chatting over a cup of coffee. Please check out Becca's great books on Amazon. I look forward to having Becca back on the show. And like I said, and hooking up with her and finally meeting in person. Another great paranormal author is Gwen Luckett. Gwen is also a paranormal investigator. I love this quote from Gwen. Gwen's main purpose is to give the dead a voice and the living closure. Thank you, Gwen. She has a book out. It's also on Amazon. You want to check out her books as well. Leslie Fear is the host of the very popular podcast, Because I Want to Know. Leslie is also a successful author. I picked up two of her books, The Graveyard Watchman and Valair House. I look forward to purchasing more of Leslie's books. Now that I read The Graveyard Watchman, I've got to go pick up book two and book three because they're that good. What a great name she has. Fear. Leslie Fear. I asked her if that was a pen name, if she, how she came up with that name, and she said, no, that's her husband's last name. Another author with an awesome last name is Eve Lestrange. You know, Fear and Lestrange, back to back. So I don't believe in coincidences, so Eve Lestrange was my Halloween show. And she is a witch and also specializes in the occult. It was totally my pleasure to have Eve Lestrange on for my Halloween show. Closing out the year is Betsy Kulikowski. Betsy is the paranormal author of the Veritas Codex series. I own the first three books out of the seven book series out that's out right now. And I look forward to getting the rest of her books in that series. And it's so hard for me to read all these books. You know, like I say, it's fantastic to have such great guests on the show, but also fantastic authors. And usually when I pick up a book and if I like the book, I gotta get the rest of the books. And hence the 12 or 13 books I have of the Gateway series from E.E. Holmes and also the mini book series from B.B. Griffith. I go back and forth with these reads because I will lose my track of the characters. But it has been my pleasure having all these guests on my show. Each year, it seems to get better and better and better. I didn't do the same process I did the last 2 years of for the most popular episode with the most downloads. I'm trying to do something different so I can really thank all of my guests. Let me know what you think. Do you like the top 10 best episode downloads, or do you prefer this method? I love your comments. I love constructive criticism. I do listen to you. It should be a very busy 2024 and an interesting season 6 of Ghost in the Valley coming up. As always, I'm your host, Al Cooley, and I'll close with the quote from Gwen Luckett. Let's give the dead a voice and the living closure.